TLC 2. Getting Around Australia. Listen to the radio interview with Sam Wilson talking about an important decision concerning Uluru, Australia's famous rock. While listening, complete each sentence in about 1 to 7 words. There is an example, 0, at the beginning. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 30 seconds to read the task.
Welcome to another episode of our program, Getting Around Australia. Today, we say hello to Sam Wilson, who's the chairman of the Uluru National Park Committee. Hi, Sam.
Hey, how's it going?
Sam, could you please explain to our listeners what tourists should be aware of when planning to visit Uluru, this famous red rock in the country's Northern Territory?
Yeah, sure. So this is the National Parks Committee's decision, and that is to stop tourists visiting Uluru from climbing it. And this has been put in place since 2019.
Okay, yeah, that's really important to know. And what were the main reasons for making it illegal?
Yeah, well, for the First Nations, the first people living in Australia, that is, the Uluru is an extremely important place for them. I mean, it's sacred. It's what, you know, we'd normally call taboo, and it has to be treated with respect. I mean, tens of thousands have been welcomed to this part of the continent, but a lot of them just shut their eyes when it comes to the huge signs asking the tourists not to climb the rock.
Okay, and why did all these tourists want to climb the rock in the first place?
I mean, wouldn't you? It's the only thing out there. And I mean, the views from the top are spectacular, and you can just take amazing photos.
Oh, okay, I can imagine that that's a good reason, but there must have been complaints about visitors, right?
Yes, but we also have to respect the wishes of the people of the First Nations. You know, people have been climbing up there and hitting golf balls off it. And
really?
Yeah. I mean, and these really nasty things. You know, people just leaving water bottles up there, stepping off the tracks and on cross plants, and just damaging the rock itself. And it, like I said, it's a sacred place.
Yeah, that's horrible. That's quite an impact on nature. And isn't it also dangerous for them? I mean, isn't climbing a risky activity?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's not small and it's very steep in a lot of places. And so people quite often get lost and they have to be rescued. I mean, in one case, a rescue team took 10 hours to get people to a helicopter from there.
10 hours? Really, that's a long time. But what do you suggest as an alternative now?
Yeah, well, you know, we have still a lot of tourist buses going out there, and it's great to see from down the bottom. You know, you get a lot of good photos. We have the camping under the stars there, mm-hmm. Around the rock at nighttime. So you discover a deeper understanding of this place whilst walking around it. And, you know, you can watch Aboriginal artists at work and just get a feel for the whole area.
That sounds really interesting. And visitors, do they like it?
Yeah, but most of them do. I mean, most of the visitors are happy with this decision, you know, and I just don't understand why others would rather snap a selfie on the top of Uluru than respect the wishes of the First Nations.
Yes, I completely agree with this. Well, Sam, thank you so much for taking part in this interview.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you for having me. And it's been a nice chance to speak to you.
Welcome to another episode of our program, Getting Around Australia. Today, we say hello to Sam Wilson, who's the chairman of the Uluru National Park Committee. Hi, Sam.
Hey, how's it going?
Sam, could you please explain to our listeners what tourists should be aware of when planning to visit Uluru, this famous red rock in the country's Northern Territory?
Yeah, sure. So this is the National Parks Committee's decision, and that is to stop tourists visiting Uluru from climbing it. And this has been put in place since 2019.
Okay, yeah, that's really important to know. And what were the main reasons for making it illegal?
Yeah, well, for the First Nations, the first people living in Australia, that is, the Uluru is an extremely important place for them. I mean, it's sacred. It's what, you know, we'd normally call taboo, and it has to be treated with respect. I mean, tens of thousands have been welcomed to this part of the continent, but a lot of them just shut their eyes when it comes to the huge signs asking the tourists not to climb the rock.
Okay, and why did all these tourists want to climb the rock in the first place?
I mean, wouldn't you? It's the only thing out there. And I mean, the views from the top are spectacular, and you can just take amazing photos.
Oh, okay, I can imagine that that's a good reason, but there must have been complaints about visitors, right?
Yes, but we also have to respect the wishes of the people of the First Nations. You know, people have been climbing up there and hitting golf balls off it. And
really?
Yeah. I mean, and these really nasty things. You know, people just leaving water bottles up there, stepping off the tracks and on cross plants, and just damaging the rock itself. And it, like I said, it's a sacred place.
Yeah, that's horrible. That's quite an impact on nature. And isn't it also dangerous for them? I mean, isn't climbing a risky activity?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's not small and it's very steep in a lot of places. And so people quite often get lost and they have to be rescued. I mean, in one case, a rescue team took 10 hours to get people to a helicopter from there.
10 hours? Really? That's a long time. But what do you suggest as an alternative now?
Yeah, well, you know, we have still a lot of tourist buses going out there, and it's great to see from down the bottom. You know, you get a lot of good photos. We have the camping under the stars there, mm-hmm. Around the rock at nighttime. So you discover a deeper understanding of this place whilst walking around it. And, you know, you can watch Aboriginal artists at work and just get a feel for the whole area.
That sounds really interesting. And visitors, do they like it?
Yeah, most of them do. I mean, most of the visitors are happy with this decision, you know, and I just don't understand why others would rather snap a selfie on the top of Uluru than respect the wishes of the First Nations.
Yes, I completely agree with this. Well, Sam, thank you so much for taking part in this interview.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you for having me. And it's been a nice chance to speak to you.